Los Cien started in 2009 as a group of Sonoma County Latino leaders. Herman Hernandez says the name was inspired by a group of Cuban-born cigar makers.
The title was created by Lisa Carreño, who's still on our board of directors. And it just so happened that her parents migrated from Cuba to Tampa, Florida, and went to work at a cigar factory. And one of the things that these factories did when we talk about affordable housing was they would have the factory and they would build a community. And there were 100 houses in this community. As they formulated the 100 houses, everybody felt that they needed to come together and they needed to be able to be an association. So they all donated $100. So they eventually called themselves Los Cien.
That same idea of generosity, like digging deep for a $100 donation to the common good, has animated Sonoma County's Los Cien. The group puts on regular lunch and learn events, featuring everything from candidate debates to consideration of the economic contribution of Latino immigrants to the county. The lunches draw leaders from every corner of Sonoma County, as well as students seeking networking and learning opportunities. To take the organization to the next level, Los Cien has just hired Magali Tellez, formerly of Sonoma State.
I graduated in 2005 with my bachelor's in sociology. I was fortunate enough to be hired by Sonoma State and worked there for 12 years in outreach. So my background is doing recruitment, admissions, and doing programs for Latino students. So I founded the Latino Family Summit at Sonoma State, and that's a program where we invite Latino families, not just in Sonoma County, the local service areas, which are Marin, Napa, Mendocino, Solano. There's 6 local service areas. And we talk to parents in Spanish about admissions, about financing college, and, you know, deliver the information in Spanish and in a culturally sensitive way so that, you know, we're sort of like, you know, speaking each other's language. And then we also held workshops for high school students, middle school students, and we had a program for elementary school students. So it was really important for me to engage the entire family and really have them understand what university was.
Tellez hopes to leverage that outreach experience and build Los Cien into an even more formidable organization. Her first goal? Getting young Latinos ready for the workplace.
For me, as a young Latina and being the sort of first in my family to have a job that's in an office setting, having young people understand how do you navigate the culture of working in an office, things like resume building, interview skills. These are all things that I had to learn on my own, and being able to pass this information somehow down to our next generation, that's really important to me.
Magali Tellez, the first executive director of Los Cien in Sonoma County. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.